Into Publishing presents A New History of Slavery, written by Pekka Isaksson and Jouko Jokisalo. Translated by Mark Waller. Narrated by Jot Davis. A word from the publisher. This audiobook contains direct historical quotations and references that may include offensive language. These are included for historical accuracy and do not reflect the views of the authors, narrator, or publisher. Introduction. Transatlantic Slavery, Western Awareness, and Historical Paradoxes. In the modern era, the most extensive and impactful form of slavery was the enslavement of African people and their descendants who were forcibly transported to the Americas from the 16th to the 19th century. This transatlantic slave trade, and the slavery associated with it, are considered one of the gravest human rights violations in human history, as stated in the Declaration of the UN General Assembly on the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. The Declaration emphasizes the scale and duration of these violations. The transatlantic slave trade was the largest violent deprivation of liberty and forced displacement in human history. It was preceded by the slave trade and slave economy practiced by the Iberian states along the African coast and on its islands, thereby extending the historical time span even longer. From the early 16th century to the late 19th century, transatlantic slavery connected the Atlantic world in a way that revolutionized the political, economic, social, and cultural development of three continents. It gave rise to the current harsh manifestations of racism. The French diplomat and political philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville wrote in his book Democracy in America that the remembrance of slavery dishonors the race, and the race perpetuates the remembrance of slavery. The UN Declaration acknowledges that the slave trade and the legacy of slavery are at the heart of situations of profound social and economic inequality, hatred, bigotry, racism, and prejudice, which continue to affect people of African descent today. According to Jamaican-born sociologist Stuart Hall, the racism that originated in slavery is still a defining factor in modern capitalist states. Paradoxically, the era of transatlantic slavery was a time of enlightenment, liberalism, and declarations of human rights. It was also the period during which capitalism and the Industrial Revolution emerged. Transatlantic slavery should not be regarded as a pre-modern relic in a rapidly modernizing world, but rather as its midwife and catalyst. Western historiography dismisses transatlantic slavery as a mere footnote in world history, although it was the foundation for the world historical rise of Western Europe and the United States. In European history, transatlantic slavery is not a byproduct of recent centuries, but one of the central processes defining that epoch. The triangular trade between Europe, Africa, and the Americas formed a dynamic network of the free market economy, at the core of which was the transatlantic slave trade. At the same time, it created a cosmopolitan Atlantic elite of enslavers and slave traders. Atlantic slavery formed a central element of European expansion and was a prerequisite for domination of the New World. The dynamics of the slave economy were essentially based on the initiative of private slave traders and plantation owners, but the transportation of millions of African people across the Atlantic also relied on planned strategies and economic policies formulated by state bodies. These were outlined in administrative offices and political bodies across Europe and later in the United States as well. Transatlantic slavery was initiated, maintained, and profited from by the great powers of Europe and the United States. The global demonstrations of the Black Lives Matter movement, which began in 2013, have served as a reminder of the responsibility and role of Western state actors and private slave traders.